So I'm wondering how diabetes has affected you socially and how you interact with people.
I don't go out much. That's that's a major effect. I don't do a lot of celebrations. I had a friend stop speaking to me for like 2-3 weeks because I wasn't going anywhere. It also affects me wanting to travel because when you travel, that's what you're doing. You know, you're eating. And so if it affects that too. It affected my birthday. You know, my family threw me a dinner and I got there and it was like, well, it was a surprise for me. I didn't know. And it was just food everywhere. Like, they had big macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, okay, let me just eat the curry chicken with no rice.
So, you're like, happy birthday to me.
That's my, you know. I'm cutting cake and just passing it along. And it's icing on my fingers. And I'm like, no, I can't lick that. I need a napkin. So, but then sometimes I get to the point where I'm like, oh, this little bit of icing is not going to kill me. You know, whereas though it could possibly be. And I don't even know it.
For me, one of the things I get frustrated by with people when they talk about diabetes is they assume the injection is the worst part. They're like, oh my God, you have to give yourself shots. It's so horrible. And I always say, well, if I just had to give myself shots and could have perfect blood sugar, I would give myself 20 shots a day. You know, that's not the challenge. The challenge is never knowing what's going to happen and feeling like you're constantly primed to fail at every time you open your mouth. You can't eat anything. And food becomes this adversarial, like, enemy you have to be constantly negotiating with.
It's a very complicated. And they just feel like you're lazy. You know, people are lazy with diabetes or they just don't know how to eat. They have bad choices. And it's not really the case. Some of it is hereditary, you know. One of my doctors, well, it was my primary care doctor and not really knowledgeable about diabetes, was just saying, well, this is when I was, like, heavier. Well, you just lose the weight, you know. Just stop eating cake and cookies and you'll be okay, you know. And I'm like, wow, I never really had cravings for sweets until after I was diagnosed. And that's really weird. Like, but before, I was very athletic. I was in the military for 11 years and I worked out all the time. It wasn't that I ate whatever I wanted to. And the doctor just made me feel like me getting diabetes was my fault. And it was like, after that, I never saw that doctor again. But that really made me feel bad. And I was younger at the time. So it was like, it stuck with me. Like, it stuck with me. And it was like, well, what are you doing to yourself?
This feeling that it was your fault. You mean?
Yeah. That feeling stuck with me for a long time. Even with me working in the hospital and meeting some patients that have gotten to the point where they get amputations or blind, and doctors, I see them, you know, even towards those people, like, how do you let yourself get to this? Or now you have to get your foot amputated because you didn't watch your diet and you didn't take your medications. And it's like being chastised.
I think that's one really interesting thing about diabetes is this question of what causes it. For type 1, so we get off easier because no one accuses us of getting it on ourselves unless they think you have type 2 and don't realize there's two types of diabetes because there's no known way, at least, to prevent your body from attacking itself. And I think that it's just interesting to have this disease that's like an invisible disability where I look normal from the outside and I wouldn't want to not look normal from the outside. I mean, no one stares at me because I've got diabetes, but that means that they don't understand how hard it is. One thing that's really stood out to me through the course of this conversation is how much we have in common. And it's really interesting to hear someone else say things that I have nearly in the exact same words thought myself.
Yes, I believe so. We are a lot alike, which I thought that we were very different as far as type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was really a fascinating conversation. I feel like we could keep talking for hours.
Yeah, I do too, and I want to thank you too. We just shared so many common things and just learned. I learned so much.
Me too.